Welcome to the Main Damey Podcast, a podcast where we at themaindamey.com talk about all things pop culture and whatever else is on our mind. Check out the website, themaindamey.com, or visit us on Twitter at twitter.com/themaindamey. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to email us at themaindamey@gmail.com. Welcome back to the Main Damey Podcast. It's been quite a bit since we last talked to you. With you today is Anthony DelVecchio, as always, and with me is Dan Aquino and Mark Myers. Say hello to gentlemen.
Hey, everybody.
Hello. Yeah.
Very subdued. Mark, yeah, you usually have a little thing that you the podcast off with. Last time you were hating old people.
Well, the only thing I can do, I can have a, I don't know, because I did wrestling last time. I went up to Brooklyn for the NXT thing before SummerSlam. Basically, that show is one of the reasons why I like professional wrestling. It's a show that doesn't try to be too much more than it is. It's just action, good characters, you know, no boring segments. Everything's good. Crowd's into it. You know, it just, it's so much different than the last one I was at here in Philly. And also the crazy thing about going to, you know, getting there early and going to some bars in New York. We were like, this bar called Cherry Tree right near, Barclays. And they had a happy hour special for, 20-inch margarita pizza for like, $12.50. So,
cool. Pretty it good.
Was huge. We were like, oh, that can't be too big. You know, it's New York. Maybe they're over exaggerating the size. And it came out, I'm like, holy shit. Okay.
And they were not.
Yeah, they were not. They were not. But, yeah, that's the only other quick quip I had was I saw one of those good things on Twitter was like, it was like 90s kids have three coming-of-age moments. It's when you turn 18, when you turn 21, and you find out that Natalie and Bulli's Torn is a cover.
I saw that. That's pretty good.
So that was the only thing I've seen today that piqued my interest to maybe open with, but I wasn't confident enough in it to do it. But yeah,
I didn't know that. But Natalie really could totally get it.
Yeah, yes, she could.
Dan, how are you doing? How's everything going for you?
I'm pretty good, man. Football season is starting up soon, so we're ramping up at work. I was just telling you guys we have our fantasy football draft tomorrow, and I'm gonna be doing it while at work. So you guys have an edge on top of me being shitty at drafting fantasy teams. So now I'm gonna be even more distracted.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean I'm already kind of marking this as, you know, it could be a lost season, but if I do well, that'll be a miracle.
Right. Well, you have one thing going for you this time around. You actually have a good pick.
I do. Fourth round pick.
And for the
how many years in a row was I 10th? At least two.
It seemed like every time we had a draft, you were the last person. I think it's exaggerated in our heads. We could go back and look at it. But, yeah, it definitely felt like every time we had a draft, you were the last pick.
Yeah. You guys make jokes about it. There's only three things that are certain in this world: death, taxes, and Dan picking 10. But yeah,
and up until this time, it's kind of proven true.
Yeah, I was very surprised that I was given such a generous pick. So I'm just hoping for the best. You know how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, you know, I'm living with my fiance right now. And, you know, pretty much it, man. I'm keeping a low profile, as it were. Not that I ever, you know, am loud and boisterous in anything that I do. But, yeah, playing low.
So what's it like living in sin, Dan?
beautiful. It's, you know, I'm telling you, man, I'm actually getting, like, home-cooked meals for the first time in forever.
Yeah.
Saving up that money, Mark.
Yep.
Bring leftovers in. It's perfect. Like, I thought this was going to be much more difficult than it is. But yeah, you know, I'm chipping around the house, cleaning dishes, back, whatever. And I'm getting free food. I can't beat that with a stick, gentlemen.
Here, here, yeah. I wish someone would come over and cook for me.
Oh, you don't want it to be me. I'm terrible.
Mm-mm. I didn't want to insinuate that that's what I wanted to have happen, but don't worry.
Well, I guess I was throwing that out there in hopes that you would ask me.
Because you're actually a terrific chef.
I'm glad, glad everything's worked out for you. Have we done a podcast since the old bachelor party?
That's right. Yeah, we have not.
Yeah, that was a good time. For those of you who don't know, I guess around the beginning of the month, we kind of took a road trip for Dan's bachelor party where we took in a couple of baseball games at a couple of stadiums. First, we went to Pittsburgh, and then we went to Cleveland. And along the way, we stopped off at the Pro Football Hall of Fame and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and we caught a couple of baseball games.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I should say Mark was not invited.
That's not true. That's not true. He was invited. He gave some bullshit excuse.
I have a very shitty work schedule.
Yeah, we all know that excuse, Mark.
Yeah,
he just didn't want to go. I would have rather you said you didn't want to go.
if you would have done Saturday and Sunday, like for Ant's bachelor party, I would have been able to come.
Well, what we did, didn't we? We did Saturday. Oh, we were in Cleveland Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a bit of a trip.
I wouldn't have made it in time.
Yeah.
But I do have one important question for you guys. Does Cleveland, in fact, rock?
No.
I'd say, yeah, medium level of rocking.
Oh, no. I didn't get a sense of rock when I went to Cleveland. Even the Hall of Fame was missing some pretty big musician talent.
Yeah.
We were kind of naming some musicians that weren't there. We didn't see Dylan wasn't there.
Nope.
Zeppelin. Didn't see any Zepp.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing any Zepp.
Queen. There was no Queen.
No Queen. No gays, no Jews.
We understand how it goes. It was the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was really cool in that, you know, the first, it's a pyramid. I don't know if you've ever been there, Mark, but it's a pyramid.
Yeah.
And the first level, the ground level, is massive. You can spend all day.
As most pyramid shaped things are.
Right. But in terms of like the scope of what they have,
I know what you mean.
It's a lot to take in. So you got to see the outfits that were worn, instruments. I think Ant and I, we were talking, one of my favorite things was the lyrics. They had notepads, pieces of paper that had. That was a nice thing to see. You're actually looking how the artist, their work process was filled out.
Yeah, that was cool. And we should say that, you know, they have like a revolving door, the exhibits that they show. So we missed guys like Dylan and Queen, but they're probably there, you know, the next month or two or whatever. But it was weird because like we were pointing out all the minorities that weren't featured, and it seemed like there were lacking in Jewish people and any homosexuals.
I didn't see too many. Well, I can't say I didn't see too many African artists. They had a lot of soul and jazz music at the beginning.
Yeah, they had quite a bit because they had a whole Motown section and all that kind of stuff. But it was cool.
I was reaching there.
Yeah.
I wasn't super impressed with the Football Hall of Fame. It was cool to see the busts.
Yeah.
That was pretty much it. You know, they didn't really have much.
Is it like the, like an entire building, like where the busts are? Are they like spread out? Or is it like the Baseball Hall of Fame, where it's literally a hall?
It's literally a hall. Like, they have a whole bunch of different exhibits.
Okay.
Like, they kind of go through the timeline of the sport and everything like that. And then, you know, a few different other things. Like, they have, like, molds of guys' hands. Like, look at how enormous this guy's hands were and stuff like that. And then there's a whole room with just the busts. And you walk through them in chronological order.
It was in a semicircle, I think, the hall of.
So
yeah,
so they kind of took what Baseball Hall of Fame is. Okay.
Yeah,
it's the same exact thing. Yeah.
And you know what else was kind of lame? I thought the gift shop was kind of lame because it was just basically something you could go to any sporting goods store.
There wasn't anything too interesting at there. There wasn't anything like Hall of Fame specific, really.
Right, and that was kind of a letdown, but, you know, other than that.
It was mostly just like, here, have some crap with your favorite team's name on it.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, you could go to NFL.com.
Right. You want a golf towel with the Jets on it? Of course you don't.
We were joking around that the Cleveland, Brown stuff's probably been there for ages. No one's touching that.
Well, if we want to be literal, they could possibly be the ones that would most likely outside of the national team, since it is the proximity to Cleveland. People would buy Brown stuff. But I get the point. They haven't really had Hall of Fame players in a long, long time. Probably since the...
Since Jim Brown.
Since the first incarnation of the Browns. I don't think there's anybody who even had stuff put in the Hall of Fame for, like, special exhibits they came back. Unless we put that guy's jersey.
Yeah, I was going to say that jersey with all the quarterback's names on it.
That's probably the best thing to come from out of that organization.
The new Browns.
Yeah. You know what? Regardless, I'm not a huge football fan, but regardless, it's still something I'm glad he did.
Yeah.
Just to say we did it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was still cool to see. So.
Yeah, no, I don't regret seeing that. I mean, it wound up. I mean, the weekend was a long. Like, we did it. We crammed a lot of stuff into that weekend, and I was exhausted. I'm so glad I took off that Monday, because we got back Sunday and I took an extra day off of work just to decompress, and it was well worth it.
It was not relaxing in the least.
No.
And we were, you know, we were up till 3-4 in the morning every night, just hanging out, and I am not at that age where I could hang out till 4 in the morning.
Yeah, just 4 o'clock in the morning just playing cards.
You know, I enjoy doing that.
You know, yeah, no, it was fun.
And you know, it's weird because you would think at 30 years old, we're not old by any stretch of the imagination, but just staying in and doing that was more fun than like going out to the clubs.
Right.
But that, you know, that's just me, but you would think that at 30, we still have enough energy to go out. I was happy to stay home, play cards.
Yeah.
And plus the clubs got awful.
Yeah.
Did you tell Mark about that?
No, I did not.
Should we just do a quick recap?
Sure.
All right. So Mark.
Okay.
The first night we go to Pittsburgh and we are trying to figure out where to go, and we're looking up reviews and everything like that.
How many times did Tom want to go to Vermanti's?
He talked about it once or twice, but he didn't really, because they had a Vermanti Brothers in the stadium.
Yeah, I know that. From they had that. That was one of the original things they had in PNC. I went one of the first years it was open.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was he got his fix there.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And it was fine.
Yeah. They didn't really give us too many options.
The full experience wasn't there.
So after the game, our friend Chase had a bad experience with some what's the best way to say it, Ant?
Just to come right out and say it. Edibles?
Yeah. He had a bad trip. So he was done for the night. He was KO'd.
Yep. He fell asleep at the game.
Did he look like his character from Running with the Devil?
Yes.
Worse. He looked worse. Because he had like a big thing of fries with him. So he had like fries on his shirt. And he looked miserable. He was not having fun at that Pirates game.
And Chase is not a baseball fan to begin with.
Right, so it was probably, you have to extrapolate it by like 100. Because he looked miserable. But so we leave the game, we get home, and immediately we start thinking of you and my club. So
you're cutting out a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was saying Pittsburgh is probably not known for their gentlemen's club, and it shows. we went to the highest rated club.
Now, is it Boston levels bad or somewhere in between?
Ooh, this is a whole different type of bad.
Okay.
Because whereas in Boston, you had the ratio of men to women was not good.
Yeah.
It was heavily in favor of too many men. Mm-hmm. But at least the girls, they were attractive. In Pittsburgh, these girls, I don't know if this was their version of the A team, but they were not good. They left a lot to be desired, right?
Yeah.
It was, what would you say, Ant? Like, there were older women?
There were some older women.
Yeah. Experienced, if you will.
Yeah. And they weren't ugly. Like, the woman that came to talk to you would have been, like, an attractive kindergarten teacher.
Yeah, that's a good point. She was definitely in her 40s.
Yeah.
And,
like, it would have been like your first teacher that you ever had a crush on.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's a pretty accurate way to describe
it. But that's not what you want in your stripper.
No, and I think...
Well,
I'm surprised.
Don't kink shame.
That's true. You know, whatever you want to do. Whatever gets you go.
That's true. Different strokes. But I'm surprised she spoke to me because I partook some of those edibles, and it hit me right when this dancer started talking. I went off the rails, talked about whatever came into my mind. But you guys started telling her about like the baseball game and how some guy was heckling the right fielder, and I didn't like it. It's just poor woman's like, okay, that's nice. I looked over at Ant, and I just see Ant. What are you doing? What's going on? So that kind of saved the night for me.
The good thing for the people that were drinking there was that their drinks were super cheap.
Yeah, $2.50.
There were two for one beers, but so like for three beers, we were walking away from the bar for like $7.
Yeah, man.
Oh. Then, so that was Pittsburgh. But I think Pittsburgh was better than Cleveland. Because I felt like I got ripped off. I made a big deal about it, but I think I'm in the right. So in Pittsburgh, it was fully nude. the way it should be happening.
Yes.
All right? In Cleveland, it is not. And we did not know that. And I felt like I was gypped royally. And my other friends disagreed with me. Now, I don't know how you feel, Mark, about this whole situation, but, you know, we go there. Girls are very attractive, but you're not seeing it.
Now, we're talking at least topless? Or?
No.
Pasties.
Pasties. So, were they trying to make themselves like a burlesque club?
Not really. It was a... Okay. Apparently, Ohio law prevents... probably serving of alcohol with nudity.
Well, I think PA has that too.
Like, well, we definitely got served alcohol in Pittsburgh same place where there was girls. Okay. Completely
naked. I remember that was the end zone.
The end zone, yes.
That's why you have to go drink in that tent.
Yeah. Obviously every state has different laws, but apparently Cleveland or Ohio in general is very...
Probably Ohio.
Yeah.
Long story short, we kind of all argued that I said it was terrible, and everyone kind of came down on me, like I was being a killjoy. But
well, my only thing would be, were they at least good strippers?
Dave got yelled at by one.
Oh yes, because he burped in her vicinity.
Yeah. Dave was being rude. Can't take you guys anywhere.
As long as it was a good show, I think
it wasn't even.
Okay, it wasn't like
the highlight.
Did someone come out? The girls by Motley Crue.
No.
No.
Okay. No, it was all top 40 music.
Okay.
the highlight.
You're
of
in
that
the wrong
night,
strip club.
The highlight of that night, Mark and yeah. I think you'll agree with me. This one guy comes over, this one dancer, and he starts making it rain pretty much on it, just dropping dollar bills on it, showering.
Like hundreds of dollars in singles.
Yeah, just like cascading all over the And, you know, so I'm sitting there, and rightfully so, I'm like, man, good for that guy. If he can just spend hundreds of dollars in one shot, he must be, you know, must be doing well for himself. So it turns out that guy was the dancer's boyfriend. So automatically that makes it pathetic.
Yes, immediately. Kind of,
and what did you say it was? It was pretty much like putting money into your piggy bank.
Yeah.
He's probably telling her, like, we were joking around, he's like whispering, I pick up some chicken nuggets on the way back.
Some milk.
We get a grocery list. Other than that, I had a great time. It went on. Those two guys were awesome. I did not expect anything less. I appreciate it. I've said it 100 times. You guys were awesome.
Yeah, no, we had a great time.
I wish I could have been there.
Yeah, fuck Mark, though. Jeez.
I know, I'm the worst, but...
Yeah.
You were there in spirit, Mark. But that's not as obviously being there.
Well, every time I think of the weekend, I just assume Mark was there, so...
Right. Because I'm sitting and hanging.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was pretty much it. I had a great time.
Great.
Yeah,
so...
Mark, I know you have something pretty important coming up.
I guess we're gonna
jump. Well, we got a few things we want to talk about. I guess we'll start with Video Game Corner, but we want to talk about Video Game Corner, we've set up, and then we're gonna start looking ahead for some things in October. But first, it is Video Game Corner.
Yeah. Okay. So a little unorthodox, we're not going to do. There's a bunch of news. SNES Classic pre-orders were this week, and it basically was like Tickle Me Elmo Furby like craziness. So that
did you get one?
No, I did not. Me and Tom were like literally had one in our cart about to sign out of Target, and then it told us they were unavailable. So we were like literally split seconds from doing it. But yeah, so maybe I'll talk about the whole craze when they come around for the second one, and if it's just as bad, that'll be a topic. But the most important thing is this week, I did the preliminary beginnings of our Extra Life charity stream. We did it last year. We raised money for Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. On a shortened and not well advertised campaign last year, we made $350. Or maybe 90. It might have been 390. But I set the goal for the same for 500 this year. So we'll see with a little more lead time and maybe some experience with publicizing it. Maybe we can cross our goal. But for those of you who don't know, Extra Life is people do a 24-hour marathon live stream of video games, mostly. I mean, you can try and do board games if you want to get fancy like that. But yeah, so last year was 25 hours because we dumbly did it on the change of the clocks. But this year, it's going to be a straight 24. I think we might have all three of us for the 24 hours, Ant. I think Tom's going to be able to do all 24, at least last he said to me. So
maybe
it'll be easier to not run out of steam
right.
like we did last year because somebody can go not go to sleep because that would be against it. You want to stay awake for the full 24, but at least somebody can go drink like an entire pot of coffee and not leave someone sitting in front of a microphone at 4 a.m. trying to make words happen. So we got some preliminary games for it. We're going to have Super Mario Maker on the Wii U. I'm going to create some crazy levels. Because I'm going to set up two TVs, and while we're doing one stream, I'll have someone on the second TV, you know, creating a level for us to try to beat live on the air.
Cool.
We're going to do the hottest game going today, PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, because it should be out on Early Access for Xbox One at that point, so it'll make it a lot easier to stream for us. I tried to stream it with doing the Steam version. And it was shit. Like, literally, my sound was 10 seconds behind.
Gotcha.
So, I would start shooting at a guy, and then the guy would be dead, and all of a sudden, you'd hear, yeah! From me. After the guy's been dead on screen for 10 seconds. So, I scrapped doing that, waiting for it to come on Xbox before we do a big campaign for it. So, we got those two games. We're going to do, you know, some Jackbox stuff. Maybe we can get some people on Skype to come in. And then we're going to try to do more and more multiplayer focused. I found out a pretty cool deal with the on Xbox One, the EA Access. You could pay $30 a year, and they put like all old games on there that you can just download. So I think at this point, it's the first Battlefront for Star Wars, you know, I can get with that program, you know, Battlefield 1. You know, and all games have multiplayer components.
Right.
You should be able to have more than just the Master Chief Collection to go with this year. I want Tom to play PT with headphones on. Let's see how that goes at, like, midnight. Because it freaked the hell out of Anthony at, like, 1 in the morning.
Yes, it did.
And then,
I'm going to say, did you decide on a day?
Yes,
sure?
I was going to get to that. Okay. We're going to do it November 18th.
Okay.
The reason is because we would like to get it in before Thanksgiving. And
right.
I think you'll be back from your honeymoon by then?
Yeah, we are going. We booked our honeymoon the other day, actually.
Yeah.
I think we should be good, man. Hold on. I think we're going that Monday, 6th through the 13th. So, yeah, okay. I'll be back.
Okay. Yeah, because when I was planning it, we had two dates that worked perfectly. Because we can't do actual Extra Life Day, which is when the majority of people do it, because it's November 4th. It's the day after Dan's wedding. And for multiple reasons, the number one being we would like Dan to be on the stream at some point.
Yes. because I missed last year. I worked late.
Yeah. Yeah, so number one, we wanted Dan on. So, and number two, I don't think the three of us would be in any shape to stay up for 24 hours the next day.
Probably not.
So, you know, we scrapped that. And then it was the 11th and the 18th were the next two best days. And then once nobody had a conflict on the 18th, I was just like, that's perfect, because then, you know, Dan will definitely be there. Like, yeah. You know. And we're hoping to get a couple other friends to the site in there. Maybe John will pop in for a little bit or, you know, something. Just I'm going to see if any family members will come in during the day portion of it. You know, maybe we can do like a late afternoon, have a group of people for Jackbox instead of just having five of us. And mm-hmm. I think we can figure out the gain on the microphone so that we can hear the game through the TV without it bleeding through the microphone.
Right.
So, yeah, so I haven't done the Tony URL yet, because this weekend I'm going to do the whole little paragraph thing. I'm thinking of cutting together a video that won't be live this weekend. It'll probably be next weekend, of little highlights from the last 24-hour live stream.
Great.
And, you know, just little things like that will be coming through. But you can go now. If you go to the Extra Life site, which is extralife.org, just search the main Damie, and it should pop up. If not, you can search my full name, which is Mark Myers, M-Y-E-R-S, and it should pop up as well. I don't know exactly what their SEO is for finding pages, if it's the name that I have for our page or if it's the user that signs up the page. So mm-hmm. either way, you'll notice when we get there, we already have $10, because when you sign up to be a premium page, they ask if you want to donate, and I just throw $10 on there just to, you know, make sure everything's working properly. So, but you can donate now until the end of the year. I'm on it. You can do, if you want to do offline donations, which I don't know, unless if you know us and listening to this, you can do that as well. But everything's done online. You can use PayPal and everything.
All right. Great. Cool.
Yeah, so. Yeah, if you guys.
For a good cause.
Yep, exactly. And then hopefully we can cross the $500 goal this year. I kept it low just because, you know, I don't want to get ambitious until, if we exceed it greatly, then I know I can raise it next year. But I'm going to try to inquire as many people as I know that have done fundraising stuff in the past and see if there's any hints that we can get to get more people to, you know, donate. I had a couple, had everybody, you know, involved with it that could donate, did donate. And then I had a couple surprise ones that somehow found it through Facebook. that were weird, but, yeah, so we'll be discussing stuff, if you guys come up with games you want to play, but, I think as Tom suggested in our, little chat that we have about it, we definitely need to do more multiplayer focused stuff, which probably involves Rocket League and things like that, but, maybe we'll be playing online if we get anybody, stuff like that. So yeah, that's about all I got. Be sure to keep an eye on the Twitter feed, the Facebook feed, and YouTube as well, at tonyurl.com, the main Damie, where that video that I'm making for, the website, goes live. So.
Okay. Great.
Listen, Mark's a nice guy. He's setting up charities and he's helping out kids. And, you know, I'm complaining about, like, James, what's his name, complaining about Wonder Woman.
yeah.
I can't think of the guys with James, in Terminator 2.
James Cameron?
James Cameron, yeah. I'm complaining about James Cameron. Ugh, making fun of Wonder Woman. Mark's a good guy.
Yes, he is. Yeah. So is that all for... Is that all for Video Game Corner?
Yeah, there's nothing else. Yeah, like I said, okay. Any news that would have popped up, I can always talk about next time we get together, because it's nothing really pressing.
Okay. So I guess we're going to go right into, this is essentially the final topic of the night, because it's probably going to take a while. So, As anybody that visits the site often knows that for October, we always do the 31 Days of Horror. And usually that just essentially means that we'll just post articles that relate to, you know, they're usually reviews or maybe there's a Five for Friday ever so often. But this year we want to try something a little more ambitious, a little more different. We want to do some commentaries, much like the podcast that you're listening to right now. We just want to kind of, you know, watch a movie together and then do a commentary on it, and then you can download it and listen to it while you decide to watch the movie, or you can listen to it as a podcast. So how we're going to do this, in October this year, there are four Fridays. So we are going to pick four movies. So we each picked 10 movies, and we are going to use a random name picker on the internet and decide those movies. So each person will get a week of their movie. So Mark will get a week, Dan will get a week, I will get a week. And for the fourth Friday, we will throw them all into a name picker, and we will get the fourth movie. Maybe we'll do, if we're ahead of the game, maybe we'll do a fifth one for Halloween, and we'll post a fifth one on the Tuesday 31st. But I think it's ambitious enough to start with four. So I think we're going to go pick those names now, live on the air. Mark, we're going to start with you. So you're going to get the first week. October 6th is where your first movie. Do you want to run through your list of movies?
Yeah, I'll run through mine. I went with a half-and-half theme of movies, remakes of old movies, and a couple... sequels, I think. No, I picked the original. So, scratch that, one sequel. So, we'll start out with, I want to do Jason X, because of Jason movies, while most of them are kind of ridiculous, that one is the most ridiculous of the Jason movies. I chose...
I believe you did a number ones with, or a final four, I can't remember, death scene.
And the one death scene that I think is Bridget Wilson has in that movie is pretty epic. And probably one of the top reasons that I picked this movie. So I moved on to a more recent one that's probably an actual good movie, but there are moments to pick at, which is Cabin in the Woods. And then another movie that my sister swears by is the one of her favorite best horror movies ever, In the Mist.
I love that movie.
So, that movie's really
good. I own that movie, too, so.
So.
Thomas Jane. Some of the Walking Dead characters.
So, a lot of the Walking Dead, yeah.
Yeah, so.
At least three.
Yeah, so I thought that'd be a good movie. It has a good concept. It might be some things we could poke holes at in it, like most movies in this list. An old one that I remember scared the crap out of me as a kid, The People Under the Stairs, is my next choice. I picked The Omen. There's two versions of that. I think me and Ant decided that the Leif Schreiber one is the better one for the theme of this list to do instead of the original. And then I have my back-to-back remakes, Hills Have Eyes, the 06 version, and then House on Haunted Hill, the 1999 version. And then 13 Ghost, which just has Matthew Lillard overacting as usual. And Tony Shalhoub.
Does it also have Shannon Elizabeth in it?
Shannon Elizabeth is in that.
Yeah, Shannon Elizabeth's the other one. Yeah. And then Child's Play, because Chucky movies are always fun to make fun of.
That scared me when I was a kid.
Yeah, I think it's scary. My mom or my sister or me, one of us had the actual Chucky doll that they kind of movie based off of. A little more creepier in my home. And then I was trying to think of a movie that I was making fun of while watching it live. And on a coin flip between the two I chose, I decided on The Unborn, which has the guy from Twilight in it and Gary Oldman.
Okay.
Those are my 10.
All right. So is there a movie that you're pulling for the most?
Jason X.
Jason X. Okay. So I'm going to click this pick a random name button, and we're going to find out what our first movie is. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Our first movie is Jason X.
Hey!
We're off to a good start.
Yeah.
I like it.
I'm excited for that one.
Yeah, me too.
So much.
I don't know why. I think because Mark is just so into it, I want to see it too.
Yes.
Yeah, that and The Unborn were the only two I was really looking forward to, because okay. They were both fun to make fun of.
What was good about Mark's list, I actually haven't seen the majority of his list.
Yeah, there's a fair amount that I haven't seen.
I never saw Jason X, People Under the Stairs, The New Hills Have Eyes, 13 Ghosts, with the Unborn.
Yeah. Okay. So, Dan, do you have your list, or do you you need me to?
Yeah, I can run it down right quick for you. I tried to stay in the realm of things that are readily available, things that are, you know, a lot of people have seen. Not that people haven't seen yours or Mark's, but I just tried to keep it, you know, pretty relative.
Yeah.
So my first is my all-time favorite thing.
Yep. Kurt Russell one, right?
Yeah.
Kurt Russell, yes.
The good one.
Yeah. Yes, good one. Then a newer movie, The Witch.
Yes.
Very.
Yes.
And I wrote down for my next one, I wrote down The Evil Dead, either the old or the remake, but I think I'd rather do the remake.
Yeah.
Because the old one, you know, everyone loves that.
Okay.
Been done. So let's do the newer Evil Dead. Swapped out Jaws for what was it? What was
Would you rather?
Rather. Yeah.
Okay.
So Would You Rather that came out not too long ago either, really, maybe in the last 5 years.
Yeah, like 2012, 2013, something like that.
Okay. Suspiria,
okay.
70s movie.
Okay.
The Babadook.
Okay. Nice.
An American Werewolf in London.
Okay.
Trick or Treat, the anthology movie. I think the first time I saw that was at Aunt's house. We got that on Netflix.
Yeah.
Then my next one is The Reanimator. And rounding out my list is 28 Days Later.
Yeah. And funny story about 28 Days Later, which might come into play with ours if it gets chosen. I went to the movies with a group of us, because it came out summer freshman year in college. And the one kid smoked a joint before going in, and he sat to the left of me, and he was freaked out the entire movie.
fun story about me seeing 28 Days Later. John and I both ditched Tom to go see 28 Days Later, and he went to go see Charlie's Angels.
Oh.
Full Throttle, I think.
Yeah, it was Full Throttle. It was 03.
Man. I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
I forgot. I didn't realize at that time that he was, like, against, like, gore.
Oh, he hates blood.
Yeah. Really hates it.
We went and saw Cabin Fever, and he ditched us to go see Dickie Roberts.
So, of this list, Dan, which one are you kind of hoping to pull?
Oh, you know, I'm going to say either The Babadook or The Witch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are two I haven't seen.
All right. Yeah. So you guys ready?
Yep.
Second movie is The Witch.
Hey.
Look at that.
We're two for two. Pretty good.
And I am not cheating on this at all. Actually, yeah. Quite enjoy The Witch. I think it was in my top five last year.
Good movie. Very cerebral.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
I was trying to think of another 90s song to... and I tried to hum Save Tonight, but it didn't work out too well.
All right, now it's time for my list. And my list, I tried to go with... I stuck with movies that were either available on Netflix, Amazon Prime, or on Hulu. And I tried to go with movies that are, you know, some campy movies. There's some bad ones in here that I think would make a good podcast slash, you know, commentary. So I have Chopping Mall. I actually haven't seen this one. I haven't seen Chopping Mall, but it sounds pretty great. It's that automated mall that winds up killing people.
Nice.
Killer Clowns from Outer Space, which was a childhood classic of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite. I used to rent that all the time. Cabin Fever.
That's another one.
Sleepaway Camp, which I loathe. Nightmare on Elm Street 2. Children of the Corn.
All right.
Halloween 3, Season of the Witch.
The best Halloween.
Yes.
Yes. Well, at least the best sequel of yes. Halloween. The Human Centipede, another one I also have not seen.
I have, so yeah, it should be good.
Jen just gave me a look like, oh my god.
We have to bring up if the Human Centipede gets chosen, we have to dig up that rant on my old podcast that you had about Human Centipede 2, Ant.
I think it might have been about three.
Or three.
It was like
yeah.
five. It was about 500 people.
500 people in the Human Centipede.
Yeah.
that's a good old Anthony rant.
Those off the mark thoughts, right?
Yeah. What are they going to do? Run out of fucking hangar?
Jeepers Creepers.
Okay.
And the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I like it.
Which one?
The original.
Okay.
Which is on Amazon Prime, I believe. So of these, all of these, I'm probably rooting for Halloween 3 the most.
Yeah.
Nightmare on Elm Street 2 is probably a close second.
I wouldn't mind Killer Clowns.
So, yeah, let's see.
I think Ant's movies are so, you know, they're all different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super campy. And you got classics like Nightmare on Elm Street, Children of the Corn. You have a very eclectic collection.
Yeah, I think so. Alright, so our third movie will be Sleepaway Camp.
Oh, great.
2 for 3.
If anyone wants to go onto themaindamey.com, look up our Sleepaway Camp review, Last 31 Days of Horror.
I was just thinking about that.
it's one of my favorite reviews I wrote through last month. Because I ripped that movie apart. It was probably my least favorite movie I watched all of last October.
Now you get to watch it again.
Yes! It'll be good. It's definitely up for... definitely one primed for a review or a podcast. So, for the fourth movie, what we're going to do is we're going to take all these movies and put them all together and then pick one final time.
Can we do a, what do we want to see out of all of those?
Yeah, Mark, what are you hoping comes out of all of this?
Out of all of them? Let's see. I don't really have a choice on mine. I think I'm still pulling for Killer Clowns because I would like to make fun of that. But
I was actually going to say Killer Clowns as well.
But for the purposes that I get to dig into my backlog and see if that podcast is still available, Human Centipede comes up.
I was either going to say Killer Clowns or if we're allowed to pick from our own 28 Days Later.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm still rooting for Halloween 3. But out of your guys...
I mean, worst case, if it doesn't get picked, that could always be the Halloween one if we stay on track.
Could be. Yeah. I wouldn't mind... Maybe Would You Rather, just because I think there's a lot to talk about there.
Oh, that's a good one, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
So many good ones.
So, let's go. We're going to pick it right now. The fourth movie... will be The Unborn.
Ooh. That was my second choice on my list.
Yes.
That's interesting.
So.
It's bad.
Just to recap, what movies we have picked. We have picked Jason X, The Witch, Sleepaway Camp, and The Unborn. Mark Myers has won this one.
Yes, I have. The Gary Oldman really needed a paycheck. That's about all I can say about his performance.
So, yeah. What were you going to say, Dan?
I'm excited. I would like, if we could get to The Unborn, that'd be great. I've never seen that.
Dan's currently getting his head licked by his dog.
he gets very affectionate.
So I think that's gonna wrap things up for us. Don't really have much more to talk about.
I guess I'll just throw one thing out there. This will go up way after it's happened, but I guess congratulations to Holbrook Little League, making it almost all the way to the U.S. Championship.
Yes, my Little League, I guess you would call alma mater, made it very close to the finals of the Little League World Series. They just lost yesterday.
Yeah.
To Connecticut, who I think just lost today. So it was a hard fought. My dad is actually the president of that league currently. It's been that way for the last 10, 15 years or so. But as far as anyone's ever gone, and they got a lot of support. Everyone's very proud of them. They should be proud. It was a pretty fun ride while it lasted. But yeah.
That's pretty awesome. They should be proud.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that's going to do this for us. We're closing in on the hour mark, which we always try and get out by. So let's run through the ways you can get in touch with us. We're on themaindamey.com. You can find us on Twitter at twitter.com/themaindamey. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/themaindamey. Mark streams Wednesdays and Sundays on twitch.tv/themaindamey. What's coming? Any idea what's coming next this coming Sunday?
Not entirely sure. I have a couple choices. I have a game called Beat Cop where you play a cop from the 1980s, and it's kind of like they really lean into that, you know, stereotypes about cops and stuff in terms of there's a donut shop. The one cop is basically a misogynist who goes out to the bar and has sex after, you know, every shift. And
nice, good for him.
No, just leans into, you know, what that stereotype of 80s cop was. And it's pretty fun. It's got a little bit of a Papers, Please to it, which was a game from a couple years ago where you were like a border agent. But in this case, you're like writing parking tickets while also trying to solve the game's big mystery. So it's kind of a funny thing. I might not end up doing that, but that's a game I just got. That would be something that seems interesting, but yeah.
Cool. And then you post on YouTube, tinyurl.com/themaindamey, is that correct?
Yeah, and the Super Mario RPG, episode 2 through everything will go up, because for the first time in doing all these updates, the first week's video errored out on the upload. So, good thing is, I can probably just go back and record it. It just won't have the same commentary, but it's a pretty easy cutting off point to match it up. But yeah, so, you know, watch out for that. It'll be missing 1 week, but yeah, the whole thing should be up pretty soon.
Great. Bye. And you can, if you have any questions or comments, please feel hit us up at themaindamey@gmail.com. We're available on iTunes, on Overcast, whatever your podcast app is. But if you can, go to iTunes and give us a like, a share, a subscribe, whatever you guys do over on the iTunes. Could really help us out. Give us a review if you would like. Tell us you hate us on a review, that's fine too.
We'll take whatever we can get.
Mark is on Twitter at OffTheMarkTweet. Dan, you want to tell the people what yours is? Because I always forget it.
Yes, it's DAquino122.
DAquino122. And I am
I-N-O.
at Aunt Delvec. And the main Damie is at the main Damie. So,
simple.
I think that's all the ways you can get in touch with us, and that's all for us. So, for Dan Aquino and Mark Myers, this is Anthony Delvecchio telling Jason Lively, go fuck himself.